Hi, this is Tara Lynn.
And this is Emilia. Welcome to Bed Snacks and Bullshit, our intersection of real life anecdotes with gallows and self-deprecating humor, trauma bonding, the journey to surviving and thriving, and all the bullshit in between.
Buckle the fuck up because it's a wild ride. We will discuss explicit content, so listener discretion is advised.
Highly advised.
Enjoy! Hi, this is Tara Lynn.
And this is Emilia.
Welcome to Bed Snacks and Bullshit.
Hey, dirty. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. We don't own any rights to that music whatsoever. Please don't sue us.
I don't think they would sue us anyways because we have $0.
Unless you subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, nice segue.
It was a good segue. Speaking of segues, that's another word that I cannot enunciate correctly when I look at it.
I don't even know how to spell it.
It's like S-E-G-U-E.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like seg, S-E-G-W-A-Y, segue.
That must be why M pronounces it segu.
Yes. Then. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Right. But seriously, sign up to our Patreon. We only have one episode. We keep
up there. Yes.
We keep meaning to record. And this is not even excuses. It's literally every time we say we're going to record, T and I have been passing ships in the night for the last quarter of this year.
Or Amelia's like, hey. I'm actually going on another vacation.
Or I have a migraine.
Or you have a migraine. That.
God.
My tummy really hurts, but I'm being strong about it.
I'm being really brave about it. No, I'm tired and mad at the government. Speaking of, Jimmy Carter died.
Like former president Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, 100 years old.
No shit.
I swear to God.
Wow.
He did not want to live to see another year of a Trump presidency.
R.I.P.
Oh, man.
Well, speaking of government, you got some exciting piece of mail.
I did. So, yes. Yes, I sure did. And it was like an early Christmas gift. So, the whole purpose of today's podcast is to talk about jury duty. So, as you all know, jury duty, when you register to vote, get a license, you get put on this list, and you get sent a summons. And every single one of my listeners,
including myself,
including my co-host, despises that, gets that in the mail, and it's almost the equivalent of figuring out like you have a creditor after you. Like you are, like I honestly feel like some people get more mad at a jury duty summons than they do at an IRS notice. Which says a lot about our country.
I'd prefer jury duty over IRS summons.
Well, that's also because you and your husband have an accountant, so that means they fucked up if you're getting an IRS. Like, you have someone who does
your
taxes. We
do not have an accountant.
Whatever. You go see someone who does this stuff for you.
We go to H&R Block. Thank you.
Don't you have a first name basis with them?
Peggy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, accountant, tax person, either which way. If you're getting something from the IRS, it means Peggy fucked up.
To be fair, she has done her taxes, like, the past three times, so. It's just easier
really,
at this point.
I should probably talk to Peggy.
To stay with one person. Yeah, she's going to be probably a little disappointed in you. She reminds me of my mother-in-law.
I'm sure everyone will be disappointed in me. That is nothing new.
Yeah, but she has like
Oh, does she have
almost
good
Capricorn energy?
Capricorns.
Anyway,
so
why are you so? Please tell us why.
Yes, jury duty.
Jury duty gets you.
Yeah, don't rush me. This is my story, and I'm trying to make this a longer episode, like an episode that isn't an hour and a half long, but also isn't 12 minutes long.
That's fine.
So, while all of you sinners out there get mad about it, I have been waiting and waiting. I have been registered to vote since I was 18 years old. I am now 33. almost 34. That is 15 to 16 years. I have been waiting for that jury summons.
Maybe it's because you've changed your name so much.
Incorrect. Because I have not updated my student loans under my correct name, but I absolutely registered to vote under all of my correct names. So with that being said, interrupting, ma'am.
I'm just saying.
I got it once, and I was so elated. And of course, it was back in 2016, and I was not going to be in the state for it. And they never sent me another one, and I was devastated. In the meantime, people I know not only got jury duty, they got chosen.
I've never been chosen.
Well, you're usually the one at the jury, so you're like someone that's usually at court to testify, not to.
Yeah, that's called an expert witness.
That's what I mean.
Thank you.
So I'm
not
sitting there.
Prior to 2017, though.
And I'm sitting here. You're ruining my story.
Oh my God. I'm just giving you the proper facts.
So I get something in the mail and I'm like, God fucking damn it. So, of course, it's from my county. So I'm like, I swear to God, if this is something about my divorce or I'm being sued, I'm actually going to set the world on fire. And then I open it. And it is a jury summons. And I literally scream out loud, jump up and down. Screaming, Santa came early.
Yeah, my mother-in-law thought you won, like, the fucking lottery or something.
Because in the world of being poor and miserable, that is winning the lottery.
Me, I thought maybe an ex had passed away.
Oh, no. I don't really care about that.
And I was not that lucky.
No, sorry. But I finally got it, and it's a day I can actually go to. And I'm so excited. So I had to fill out the questionnaire, and which, by the way, that's when the divorce versus single thing came up. And I don't really like having to identify as divorced.
Well, should have thought about that.
That was rude and unnecessary. I'm really happy that we made these like weird boxes so I can't actually make eye contact with you, but know that I'm sticking my nose up. So, all jokes aside, I genuinely am excited. And here's why. Well, for numerous reasons, but for starters, everyone always gets mad. And I guess my first question to you, T, getting back to why, is I want to know why you don't like jury duty. And then I'll give my reasons why I like it.
Most of the time, you're just sitting there doing nothing.
Okay.
Just hurry up and wait.
You're a military wife. You've been doing that your entire life.
Not my entire life. Thank you, bitch. It's past 10 years.
Valid.
Well, when I got summoned in Connecticut, so you have to go down to Hartford. And we all know how driving through Hartford is, or at least us New Englanders or Connecticutans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have to park in this parking lot that's like 5 miles away from the courthouse, and then you have to wait for a bus, and then they bus you to the fucking courthouse, and the bus comes every like 15 minutes or some bullshit like that, and then you go to the courthouse, and then you go through all the security stuff, and then you wait, and you wait, and you wait some more, and then they're like, hey, you need to come back tomorrow. So then you do the same fucking thing over again. Wait. And then at like 4 p.m. or something, they're like, hey, thanks so much for coming. You weren't chosen, so you can be like relinquished back to your duties. And because you're not chosen, you don't get paid for those 2 days. And it's part of your civil duties. So, you know, some workplaces don't even pay you for that. Which is fucking bullshit. But anyways, it's just an annoyance. It would be better if you were chosen for it. I've known plenty of people have been chosen for it, which I think is cool as hell. But the process of making it onto a jury is just monotonous and tiring and very, very, very boring. And then when I got chosen here, they were like, cool, you're on standby. Call in on Sunday night after 7 p.m. to see. And they're like, oh, jurors for blah, blah, blah date. You have been, you are not needed this week for jury. So call back next Sunday to see if you're on. Because in our county, fun fact, you're not on just for a day. You're on for 4 weeks. You're on standby for 4 fucking weeks. So you have to call in every fucking Sunday for like 4 weeks to see if you're chosen or not. And I was not chosen. So every day I'd be like, oh, hey, work, by the way, I might have jury duty. Okay, I might have jury duty. Oh, I might have jury. Oh, I might have jury duty again. It's just fucking annoying. And that's my piece about it.
Do you feel better?
No.
No. I am completely opposite. I love the idea of jury duty. And you said it would be cool if you were actually chosen. But before we even get to that, as someone who doesn't have an actual career because I wasn't hugged enough as a child, whatever job I have, it usually comes, and American jobs in general come with, like, no PTO and no time off. And, like, even if you have PTO and you do use it, it's frowned upon, blah, 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 because everyone needs to boo Herbert Hoover for the fucking 8-hour workday. Boo that man. Anyways, J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, would you prefer to work every fucking day of your life?
No, but he made it mandatory to do an 8-hour day, and I'm still mad about it. Was it him? Actually, give me a second, because now I got to Google it.
Would you rather work 16 hours a day? Because that's what it's about. It's about overworking your workers, ma'am.
You know, you're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong.
I thought
you and that's were. Why we also celebrate Labor Day, to give people a day off.
Okay, well, as someone who's worked in retail, like, there's no such thing as any of those. But
as someone who works in healthcare, you're preaching to the fucking choir.
You know what? Didn't think of that. Anyways, so as someone who, regardless, I'm still mad about it. I should have married Rich. So the idea that I get a free day off of work, because I don't give a shit, like, anybody. Like, if money was taken off the table, okay? Like, if losing a day or two of work didn't financially cripple a family, let's take that off the table. No one loves their fucking job that much. Nobody. Nobody enjoys their job where they're like, man, I can't go to work today. Aw, shucks. Like, that's not a thing. Like, that's literally not a thing. I even this, like, you literally have to give me 15-minute reminders to come down a flight of stairs in my own house to just talk, which is my favorite thing to do, on a podcast I've been creating for 10 years in the making. Technically, this is a job.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you call out all the fucking time.
Right, exactly. Except there's no HR.
Me, I am the HR.
It's Fiona. Plot twist. So,
dude, we'd all be fired.
So we sit here and I get to just, I don't have to come in. And there's not a goddamn, yes, they don't pay me, but there's not a goddamn thing they can do about it. Fuck yes.
To be fair, you will be getting paid more than you currently are right now.
Okay, okay. You're ruining my story. This is why you are the one that was like, oh, why don't we talk about jury duty?
And I'm trying
to.
I'm just being a realist.
And you are, if you want to be able to hear my wonder of my civil duty.
Oh, my fucking God.
Stop putting realizations on it. Because.
All right, let's land the plane.
Now, since she's ruined it. Yes, I do. Because guess what? In my county, I get paid $20 a day. And reimbursed for mileage. So, yes. And as I am currently unemployed, yes. That is more than I'm making now. But I digress. I get a free day off of work. Yeah. So regardless if it's here, regardless if it's back home, whatever. So I get to go sit at a courthouse and just wait. I can read, which is my favorite thing to do. Because guess what I just started right before we decided to come and record? My 104th book, folks.
Oh my God. You have until the 31st.
I have exceeded my goal and I'm very excited.
Do you know what your secondary goal?
That was my secondary goal. 104 books, okay? So clearly, homegirl likes to read. So you mean to tell me I can just sit there, be left alone, and to read? And not be at work? Fuck yeah. Fuck yes.
That sounds like I need a nap.
Right. But.
Because 2 pages in of like any book, pretty much I'm like, nap time.
Right. So putting all of that aside. And then let's talk about the fact, let's say I do get chosen. Okay. I am a nosy bitch. I am a nosy bitch. I will 100% admit that. We have an entire bit of bitching and talking about other people's gossip. Complaining is my favorite hobby, as is listening to other people complain. I love that. So you mean to tell me that I get chosen to sit and listen to the deets of some awful, terrible, fucked up thing someone else did, where I am not the center of attention for my failures? It's essentially like going to Thanksgiving dinner, but without my family. It's fantastic.
Without the dinner.
Correct. But they do feed you lunch. For free.
That's true.
For free. Yes. Okay. So now I'm already plus. Okay. So I got $20 for being here. And you're going to feed me? Yes. And now I get to sit and listen to all of your mess ups? Yes, please. And then I get to judge you? You mean to tell me I get off of work, I get free food, and I get to judge a fellow American? That is a dream. That is the American dream. That is what this entire country was founded on. You bet your ass I'm going to do my civil duty. And then what if I get chosen for a big ass case, like something that takes a few days, and they're like, ooh, you have to be sequestered. Oh, sequestered where I can't talk to anybody?
That would be like weeks.
Right. Weeks where I don't have to talk to anybody?
Yeah, but then I have to take care of your fucking dogs.
But this isn't about you. It's my civil duty, ma'am. Where I can't talk to anybody and I get to be put in a hotel room.
You can't talk to anybody about the case.
For free? Oh, no. I'm so antisocial. Are you kidding me? Like, I already have excuses for weddings I haven't been invited to and why I can't make them. Okay? Like, that is literally feeding the core person that I am at who I am. And all in the name of justice. And that, my friends, is why Santa came early. So, and if you don't think that I won't John Cusack the shit out of an entire jury room, you are out of your mind. Like, and I know people can be like, I want to go see my kids. Well, you know what, Karen? I only have 2 dogs, and this is our civil duty. We're going to go through everything. Also, I'm poor, and I'm hungry.
Yep.
So, listen, all I want is to not only be requested, I want to be chosen. I want to be chosen. Like, if jury duty was an actual job, oh, shit. I would apply the shit out of that position. So hard. I really should have gone to law school. Meh.
It's not too late.
Yes, it is.
Shut up.
I'm not smart enough now.
And now? Shut up.
Okay, you're right. Let me rephrase.
I did not mean it like that either.
I am too set in my ways, and my facial expressions don't have an inside voice. And I don't think
you're not playing poker.
Learn.
Your facial expressions don't need to.
In a courtroom in front of a judge? No, I disagree with you. I think they very much need to be.
No, that's your mouth. That needs to stay closed.
Also challenging. Have you met me?
Yes. Yes, I have.
But anyway, so if everyone out there can listen, that's listening, please cross your fingers that I get chosen. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
And that was our quick little story today.
Yeah. And I don't think it's really about judging people. I think it's making sure that justice is brought.
Justice, judging, they're all the same. J word. I don't really care.
Was there anything else that you wanted to discuss in this wee little mini-sode?
No.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoy your bed snacks.
Keep up your bullshit.
Okay, bye.